Monomoy Girls trainer Brad Cox, leading trainer down at Churchill for this fall meet, has the 8-5 morning line favorite in Monomoy Girl in the Goldenrod. He also has High North, a bit of a long shot, in the KJC, in both two-year-old stakes races down at Churchill today. Hey, Brad, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning.
Hey, Anthony and Jude, how are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Let's start with Monomoy Girl, Brad. Well, actually, let's start with the meet. Fantastic meet down there, winning over 25%. Looks like you're going to wrap up a training title down there. It's got to be a good feeling, especially with a little bit of an exclamation point with Monomoy Girl in this Goldenrod today.
Well, you know, we've had a good meet. We haven't quite wrapped anything up yet. We've got a, you know, one of the best trainers of all time chasing us. So, you know, we like where we are, and you know, hopefully, you know, things can work out this weekend. But it's been a great meet. We like Churchill. It's our home track. We point for this meet and the spring and September as well. So, you know, it's been very, very good meet, and hopefully we can, you know, finish it off this weekend. We got two nice juveniles running stakes, a couple other horses running, maidens running today that we like as well. But, you know, Monomoy Girl, she's stepped up to the plate every time, and hopefully she continues to do it today. First time, two turns on the dirt. You don't think it'll be a problem with the two-turn experience she has on the turf, and then the one-turn mile race she had here at Churchill over the track. So she's doing well. We're excited about her, and hopefully she can get the job done.
Her speed figures were so much higher on her speed figure on the dirt was so much higher than the two turf races. Do you think she might actually be better on the dirt?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. And you know, we had talked about running her in the Chelsea Flower the end of October. And as deep as that race come up, you know, I talked with the owners, and you know, I said, look, give her a shot here on the dirt. Her two works going into that race, into the Rags to Riches, were really, really nice works. She galloped out tremendous, and yeah, me and my assistant, both Saturday mornings watching her breeze, are like, this really could be all right on the dirt. You know, you never know until you, you know, they run in the afternoon, but she did. You know, really move forward off that second win here at Churchill. When she won the first level allowance, she just really, really woke up and just took off on the dirt. But you know, she's a big, strong filly. She has speed, and she can. So far, she's going long, and you know that is a recipe lots of times to a good horse.
Brad, what made you turf her first time out?
You know, to be honest, she was a little slow out of the gate, and it wasn't so much running her on the turf. It was just running her long. And if you go back and watch her first race, I mean, you know, we just had a lot of trouble getting her out of the gate early on in the spring and summer. She was prepping at Ellis, training at Ellis Park, leading into her first race. And we just, you know, she just wasn't able to come out of the gate that fast. And I thought, you know, if I sprint her, she's going to get left 10. So I thought, you know what, let's just, run her long, and at the time there were no route races on the dirt, or they wouldn't go going long on the dirt. So we thought, you know what, let's just run her long on the turf. That way she can break and, you know, at least be in contention or somewhat with the field. And it worked out well. You know, if you go back and watch her first race, she didn't break all that great. And that's about how she broke in the morning. Worked with her a little bit in the gate. She started catching on, and Florence done a good job of bouncing her out of there and putting her in the game.
Yeah, that was really brilliant, because a lot of times turf races are run that way, slow early and fast late. And mm-hmm. She really was impressive that day. And then the next race, she obviously caught on to the gate thing. She went wire to wire. So you don't even have to worry about her where she's going to be or whatever, I would think. I mean, she seems like she can do it all.
Yeah, I mean, we today, on the dirt, you know, we want to be somewhat forwardly placed without a doubt. You know, that's, and if she's on the lead, you know, we're okay with that, just as long as it's controlled and, you know, nice, easy pace. And hopefully she has something to finish with. We expect her to have something to finish with. But, you know, she, like I said, she's coming into this race really well. Her work 2 weeks ago was really good. Her work last week was good. It was compromised a little bit by the wind. There was a good breeze last weekend, a good wind, headwind at Churchill last weekend. And, but it was a good work when she got around the turn. She just actually rebroke getting around the turn and galloped out amazing. So she's coming into this race in great shape. We're excited about her. She schooled well yesterday. She really seems to be on top of her game, so hopefully she can make it 4 for 4.
I tell you, you must have looked like a real genius too when you wanted to try on the dirt. They wound up canceling at Belmont that day. The Chelsea Flower was actually moved a week, so you guys would have been stuck sitting on your hands for a week. And instead, I mean, you know, like Jude said, she really figured that gate thing out, because not only did she break well on the turf, you know, and that race unfolded a lot slower than the dirt race did. I mean, she ran that proverbial hole in the wind last time, and that field, Brad, and the rags to riches on paper, wasn't a bunch of slouches in there. There were some nice fillies in there.
Yeah, it looked like a good group of fillies that made up the race, just like today. It's like another good group of fillies, all, you know, trying to, you know, increase their value with that grade two win, but grade two victory. But she, you know, like I said, I mean, she's doing well. We feel like we've got her where we need her to be, and hopefully she shows up.
All right, we're talking with trainer Brad Cox. He has the 8-5 morning line favorite, Monomoy Girl, in the Golden Rod later on today down at Churchill Downs. He also has a bit of a long shot in High North in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club. It'll go as race number 11 beneath the Twin Spires today. First time Lasix today off the maiden win, Brad.
Yeah, we decided to give him today. We're, you know, trying to make him a Grade 2 winner. Obviously, he's a nice colt. We think a lot of him. We took him up to Saratoga this summer, running a really good maiden race, we thought. Obviously, looks like the champion, future champion two-year-old was second in that maiden race. And this is a nice colt. We think a lot of him. Thought a lot of him since we've had him. We actually had his half-sister, Benner Island. She ended up winning the 8 Bells and was third in the Acorn earlier this year. But two totally different type of horses. She was not a real big, strong filly. She was, you know, small and this is a big, strong colt. Acts like he wants to go two turns. I thought he ran an excellent race at Keeneland. I'm honestly have no clue why he's 30-1 today. Yeah, I mean, broke from the 12 hole, was asked, put into the race, running the, you know, set some solid fractions and finished well and held off a couple decent horses. So, you know, I think he's a very, very nice colt, big, strong horse, and I think he'll show up today. Corey obviously rode him and has worked him since and thinks a lot of him. So I think he's got a big shot.
The Belmont maiden race you were second in has turned into a pretty big key race. Biblical was third. He came back to win. Avery Island came back to win for Kieran McLaughlin. He's going to be one of the favorites next weekend in the Remsen. And then, of course, you flattered the form with that maiden win last out. Post 12 that day, a little post relief today. I'm with you. I don't know why he's that big a number on the morning line. Like Jude always says, Baffert always told him the Midnight Lutes want to go long. And, boy, I'll tell you, his pedigree, they ain't going to ride him long enough for him.
Yeah, he should handle two turns, and also we have the filly today in the Golden Rod as well, along with Monomoy Girl. Is Kelly Jumer? She's another Midnight Lute, so and she's handled two turns. She was second here in the Pocahontas back in September. So, yeah, he's obviously a very, very nice sire, and we've had a good year with him so far.
Yeah, Bob said if he didn't have a breathing problem, he would have been a tremendous distance horse, but he was able to overcome that and sprint it all the time. But I always keep right. That in mind when I'm handicapping, because a lot of times people ignore him. They think, oh, he's by a sprinter, he's not going to stretch out, but they stretch out pretty nicely. And yeah, your horse 30-1 on the morning line. Charlie Whittingham once gave me $300 and said, will you go bet $100 across the board on my horse? It was a first-time starter at Santa Anita. I said, do you like the horse, Charlie? He goes, no, but I'm betting out of respect for the trainer. So you've won 175 races this year, so it might be a good idea to bet out of respect for the trainer.
Well, I hope it's the case, and I hope it pays off more than anything.
You're all over the place, though. You got Dowsers Beach here in the inaugural Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship. You had a fantastic Saratoga meet. It's really just been top to bottom a real successful year over at Brad Cox Racing.
Yeah, things have been great this year. We've you know, been in New York the last couple of years, but we were starting to do more up there. We really like it. It's
been rewarding, Belmont, Saratoga, and now Aqueduct. So we're trying to support the program up there. Obviously, you know, we'll have to bring our turf horses out of there over the next month. But, you know, we're gonna have some dirt horses at Aqueduct all winter. So we're excited about that with great purses. And we just want to have a presence up there year-round. And then we'll be, you know, obviously involved at Oaklawn and Fairgrounds this winter after this Churchill meet's closed. So, yeah, it's been a great year. But, you know, we're just ready to start working on 2018 and, you know, try to, make things bigger and better for next year.
All right. Well, when you come up to check on the New York string, come on into Long Shots and say hello. You can't miss me.
All right, sounds good.
I'm the only 400-pound guy with a headphone in here. Okay. I'm the only 400-pound guy with a headset on here, I promise.
There you go.
All right, Brad. Well, thanks for some time. I know you're busy. You still got a couple of sets to get out. Good luck this afternoon around the country, but especially with Monomoy Girl down in that Goldenrod.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you.